Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Every week, we provide you with interviews with top experts in their field to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation, and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the lifestyle brand Saluna, New York Times bestselling author and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, and welcome back to our Monday interview podcast. I am so excited for our guests today who are actually sitting next to me on the couch. We have Daniela Monet and her fiance, Andrew Gardner, and they also have their five-month adorable baby with us today named Gio, who is so cute. Daniela is an actress, and together she and Andrew are entrepreneurs. They invest in a lot of different plant-based companies, and they are the hosts of Adulting Like a Mother Father, which is a podcast I've been on. They are an amazing family, and they're doing so much amazing work in the world. I am so excited to share their wisdom about family, entrepreneurship, being plant-based, and more. Before we get into it, I want to give a quick shout out to our fan of the week. Her name is Susan Neal Yoga, and she writes, "This fun host covers loads of different topics to help you improve your overall health and well-being. Listen, and you will be hooked." Susan Neal Yoga, thank you so much for being our fan of the week. I am so appreciative that you are part of our community, sending you lots and lots of love, beauty, and I hope we get to meet in person one day. Until then, sending you a huge virtual hug. And beauties, for your chance to also be shouted out as the fan of the week, please just take a moment out of your day and leave us a review on iTunes, which is free and easy, and your review could be one sentence or two. It doesn't have to be this big, long thing, but it's a really wonderful way to support the show. So I thank you so much in advance. And while you're at it, you can also subscribe to our show. That way you don't miss out on any of our interviews or any of our Q&A podcasts. And it's a great way to get a constant source of just information and motivation and inspiration into your week every week. So make sure you subscribe. All right. All that being said, we have our amazing guests sitting right here. So let's get right into our interview. Well, I'm so excited to be sitting on the couch with you guys. There's five of us.
Oh, there's five of us. This is great.
Daniela, Andrew, Gio, and my little nugget that's still 7 months in
amazing.
There.
You look amazing.
Thank you so much. Well, I loved talking to you guys on your podcast as well. And just to continue the conversation, turn it back to you guys, your journey as new parents and being plant-based, which is a huge topic that we talk about. And Andrew's been plant-based for 6 months. So tell us a little bit about just your life in the last few years. It transitioned. I know you guys have working for a while. You are an actress, Daniela. And then what's going on now? Did everything feel like you put it on halt, or are you just kind of pivoting your life? Now you guys are entrepreneurs. You've started these different businesses.
Yeah, it's been
going on
quite the journey. It's been interesting. It's been fun though. We've been together 8 years. So he's been a part of a lot of, you know, me being an actress and doing that whole thing full time. And then to now being a mother and a father and pivoting more into working together. And the companies that we've invested in are plant-based companies. The first one being Outstanding Foods, and then Sugar Taco Restaurant. And we're actually looking to do one in the Valley. So that would be nice for you.
It'd be incredible.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
No?
No.
I think he would love it.
Where John is it? He would love it. It's on Melrose and like Poinsettia. It's near La Brea.
Oh my gosh. You'll have to go there whenever.
Yeah, it's a little ways for
you. It's amazing. So then Kinder Beauty came about. And so we started doing a subscription box that's 100% vegan, cruelty free, and clean. And it goes worldwide. So for people that are around the world that don't have access or don't know enough, or is just, I was a confused consumer before going completely vegan in all aspects of my life.
Yes.
I didn't know what beauty brands to trust, and is it clean? Is it 100% cruelty free? What's the difference between cruelty free and vegan? Like,
you know, and there's beauty brands out there. I learned, you know, like hyaluronic acid, sometimes they can come from rooster feathers. Mm-hmm. Like there's all these ways of sourcing that I wasn't aware of.
Crazy.
Before.
Yeah. So we sort of clear that up and created this box. And now the podcast is sort of just kind of our grounding space in a weird way. It brings us together. It opens up a conversation about pretty much anything that's current in our lives. And we started when he was 4 weeks old.
So. Wow. And Gio's how old now?
5 months.
So what was it like, you guys kind of doing your own thing, to now you're working together and your parents?
You guys
have been together for a long time, but still it's a big transition in a relationship.
Yeah, it is. I think, what made it easier is we've talked about it for years at this point. Like, it's something that she's been pushing on me for at least 3-4 years, maybe.
You mean the baby part? Or?
Yeah, all of it. All of it. No. Stepping away from what I was doing to work together.
Ah.
So, like, we've been thinking about it forever. And when Gio came, it was just the perfect time. Like, I remember I took a couple weeks off to spend time with both of them. And then I just had this epiphany, and call it whatever you want. Like, I just couldn't see myself back where I was and what I was doing. And it just felt like the perfect time to like jump, you know, and say, all right, well, we're going to do this. I don't know exactly what we're doing, but we'll figure it out. And I will say this, like, I wouldn't trade the ability to have this time with him for anything in the world. It's so special.
Yeah. So you can be with him every day, which is such a gift.
Oh yeah. We know we're lucky. We know we're really fortunate. Yeah. And I know it's nice for him because, you know, it's actually quite rare. Thank you.
Yeah. For both parents to be home this much is very rare. But if you think about in the past, you know, the way the villages, village life, community life used to be set up, I feel like that's such an important part of wellness. So we have something called the Saluna Circle, which I've mentioned to you guys, this community program, and now we're doing it in different cities. We're, getting more live circles going. And I've just felt that this idea of coming together and raising children and coming together as communities and families is so missing. And I think that's a big reason people have so much anxiety and depression today. So along those lines, you guys had very outward lives. Mm-hmm. Imagine, you know, you're shooting all this stuff. So you're on set. There's a million people on sets. all this. How have you guys dealt with being very inward? Like, you're working at home, your parents now to Gio. Like, there's a big outward to inward shift. Has that been hard, or how do you guys find balance with that?
Yeah. I'd say it was hard for me in the beginning.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think I almost disagree. I think initially it was easier to be inward because, like, this was just so sacred to us. Like, it was so special, and we were holding on so tight to this new experience. But I would say, like, around month 3, month 4, we both started like itching a bit to like get back out in the world.
Yeah. So then how did you balance that? Well, now you're doing your podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast 1. Do you take him everywhere with you?
Pretty much. That's when we go to the studio, it's like 50-50 whether we take him or not. I don't mind that he's there, but sometimes it's just nice to know that he's in his little cocoon at home and my aunt will come over and be with him.
But will she come to the studio and hold him?
Yeah, that'll happen too. We're big on like being with him as much as we can.
Yes, it's so amazing.
It is. It's funny. It's like, even when he goes to sleep at night, this sounds crazy, but we're like, oh, we miss him.
Yeah. Cool. Well, does he have an actual bedtime now?
He has a bedtime, and he wakes up at the same time every morning.
My gosh.
It's amazing.
You're not nursing at night?
Not once.
Stop.
I don't know.
At 5 months.
So it went away about 2-3 weeks ago, which was kind of hard for me. It was really weird.
And it happened so fast.
It happened so fast that he just didn't wake up.
Wow.
So I'm like, I'm not going to wake him. At first, I was not waking him, but I was feeding him while he was asleep. Or I would just go, I would just feed
him. The dream feed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I did do that for a while, but then I just saw him sleeping so hard that it even felt weird to go in there and feed him.
Yeah.
So then he just grew out of it.
Well, you know, he's a pretty big. He's a big baby. So his stomach is probably bigger than the average child, which means he can go more hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. That's kind of what happens.
And in the morning, he's probably starving. Like
he's ready to eat in the morning. Yes. He wakes up and he's not fussy. He'll just like, as soon as he sees me, cause he'll get him first, change him and then bring him to see my face. And as soon as he sees me, it's like go time.
Yeah. It's like he's never eaten before.
It's so he's ready to eat.
So Daniela, how long have you been plant-based?
I've been plant-based since I was about 11 years old.
Wow.
So it's been just, 20 years.
Amazing.
Know? Yeah.
And so I get this question all the time. You know, I'm really passionate about telling women you can be plant-based when you're pregnant and when you're nursing and after. I've been plant-based, you know, over 12 years as well through both now this pregnancy. And we're doing a plant-based pregnancy course.
I can't wait for that coming to share with people.
Yes. It's just people need to know it's such a healthy way to eat. So for you, when you got pregnant and now when you're nursing, did you find yourself eating more of the same foods, but more of them, or did you have different cravings? So what was your experience?
I didn't really have cravings actually. In the first trimester, I did like sour foods. So I was interested in like fermented veggies,
pickles.
Yeah. Loved it. And then everything became really normal in my second and third. Everything.
I felt that too.
Yeah. You just eat the same. I craved the same foods. Everything was really normal and I felt normal. I felt great.
That shows how balanced you were going in, I think, and how balanced the foods are. They're so nutrient dense.
Yeah.
And now, I have to say, it's amazing how big he is. He's so healthy. You're obviously producing a lot of milk.
Yeah.
So same thing. You're drinking a lot of water. Are you just eating more of the same foods?
More of the same foods. I am probably more mindful about what I eat, now. Prior to being pregnant, even, I think I probably indulged and didn't think too hard about like what kind of fats were going into my body and that sort of thing. And now I just care more about just getting a lot of really rich, dense nutrients in my body. I take a lot of supplements, even though I probably don't need them. Mm. I just do it more because like, why not? It can't hurt. And,
are you taking a DHA, like an algae based?
Yes, I take that. I also just take prenatals.
Yes.
So I'm still taking prenatals.
That's good to do, at least through breastfeeding, I think.
And then I've been doing other things, like now that it's cold and flu season, I'll take vitamin C and I don't know. That's pretty much it. Vitamin D, B vitamin, obviously. And so I know that I'm able to give that to him. Yeah.
And Andrew.
Yeah.
you guys have been together for a long time.
Yeah. 8.5 years or so.
I love to hear this story because we get a lot of questions from listeners about, you know, they become, you know, a lot of women become interested in changing their lifestyle, being plant-based, and they say, oh my gosh, my husband is still a big meat eater. He's not interested. So can you guys tell about your journey?
Yeah. Yeah.
From when you met to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we first met, like I was, I guess, as carnivorous as it comes, like what in my mind was normal, you know, what I grew up doing. And, she was fully vegan at that point. She'd been vegan for 10 years already. Right. And, so I'll fast forward. She's worked on me for 8 years and
gently.
Not pushing, but just like, or maybe
sometimes.
Yeah.
We would go to like, you know, Mercy for Animals gala or something. Yeah. And then, or we'd watch a documentary and it would just be like fire inside of me.
Yes.
And then throughout, you know, I don't know, time would pass and I wouldn't say anything at all.
But would you eat meat at your home?
Initially, yes. And then I want to say it was probably 3 years ago at this point, maybe longer, maybe 4 years ago, where she kind of just came to a crossroads where like she like wasn't comfortable with it in the house anymore.
Yes.
And so we talked and I agreed to go basically fully vegan at home.
Wow.
So I committed
4 years
that.
Ago.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
So we went that route and I was still, you know, I was working and out of the house. So I would kind of do whatever I wanted for lunches or whatever. But when I say like she was working on me, the reality is like there were times that she pushed me pretty hard, but it's only because she's so passionate
about
this, right? Which I understand now. And once you change your mindset about some of it, I can see why it's like an all or nothing sort of thing. I can see why there's so much passion behind the cause.
So you could see her passion, but when she was pushing, did it make you want to dig in even more, or were you kind of loosening up?
Yeah,
good point.
That's a really good question. I don't know if it made me want it more, but it's like anytime somebody tells you what to do or gets a little fiery with you, I think naturally your walls come up.
Sure. So
as soon as you start pushing hard on me, I don't want to hear it. And I'm not going to hear it.
Yeah.
But I guess I would say like I could always step back and think about what she was saying and why she was saying it. And I had the ability to go to so many galas and gatherings with her where they would show videos and like I would get more of the story behind it. And it's hard to turn that off after a while.
Yeah, the footage is rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Fast forward last year, towards the end of the year, we went to the premiere of Game Changers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one spoke to me so much more because I grew up as an athlete and I'm still very like physical and active. And that's who these guys and girls were. And I saw that the food that they were eating in the movie, and I was like, everything looked like all the stuff that I wanted to eat.
And everybody in that movie is so strong and fit and amazing.
And healthy.
Yeah. Yes.
And so like that definitely had a big impact on me. And I think from that point, I want to say it was like September, October. Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, because we had him in September.
There you go. Okay. So prior to that, so it's been longer than
a
thing.
He's a September baby.
I know.
Yeah. So I've been fully plant-based since then.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on January, I wanted to do it first year, but it ended up pushing it a week. I just wanted to challenge myself. So I'm currently in a 90-day like body transformation where the diet's 100% plant-based. So just following what I was doing. But I wanted to see like how much I could push my body and like what changes I could make on that sort of diet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. So how do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel really, really good. And what I used to think it was a lot harder than it was. And maybe some of that's true. I think in the last year or two, the things that are available for us out there have like grown exponentially. Like
dairy lover. I used to love cheese back in high school, and the Miyoko's cheese and the Kite Hill.
The Miyoko's cheese is unbelievable.
I mean, you don't
miss it.
Yeah. Miss anything.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Except for the bad stuff that's in it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And have you guys tried the Miyoko's butter?
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm obsessed with it.
So good.
She's just amazing. And I'm so proud of her and all. Like, it's cool to see these brands kind of start and get a little bit of traction in like our community. And then now I see those products, in other people's homes and talking about it.
I think one of my favorite products of all food is the Miyoko, because it's like the chive cheese, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, she came on this podcast.
Oh, she
did? I interviewed her, and she's like this badass woman.
Yeah.
She talked a lot about entrepreneurship and how she runs her business, and she has this whole philosophy. So I really respect her.
She's up in
Napa Valley. Everything is so clean.
Yeah.
So she's kick-ass woman.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm impressed. Very.
So then we talked about before how it starts to unfold. It's like an onion. You're like, oh, this part. And then the environmental part became something that you guys were.
I honestly think that's a bigger piece for me than anything else.
Right.
Because the food piece, like I can take a step back and like I have the desire to be more selfless. Like when I know the impact that it has just by changing what I eat on the environment, on the planet, like that makes it better for me. And it feels good. I feel like for once, like I'm doing something that's bigger than just me. Do you know what I mean?
And it has such an impact.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys see where I chose to live here because the woods and the forest. And the thing that the environmental part that really gets me is the deforestation.
Mm.
Because so many people say to me, oh, I eat meat now, but it's organic and pasture raised and, you know, grass fed. And I say, well, where do you think all that grassland is coming from? They're literally flattening the forests to make space. And we saw all those Amazon fires.
I would love for you to talk about that because I feel like people don't make that connection.
No.
And they're wondering why all these fires are happening.
Well, then, so it's, I think it, you know, there's steps, right? People start to feel better about, oh, well, I'm not supporting factory farmed animals. People are like, factory farms are horrible. But then that's the tricky part because, and do you guys know Kip and Keegan, who did Cowspiracy? They've done different documentaries. Okay. So they came on here too, and they were saying, you know, factory farmed animals, like that's really bad for the cow. But if you get the grass fed, pasture raised, it's bad for the forests, the
monkeys,
owls.
Oh,
the
wow.
the coyotes, like here in the middle of the United States, the wild horses, like it's bad for everything, unfortunately, because it's destroying the land. So really the only solution is to eat less meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can switch from factory farm to organic, and that doesn't solve the bigger environmental problem. And it doesn't also solve the fact that you're putting really heavy protein in your body, which weighs down your liver and your kidneys and acidifies your blood and makes you age faster and heart disease, all the millions of reasons why we want to cut back on meat, mm-hmm. full stop. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you an advocate of like everybody going all in? Because I think like even if people just made small changes, like it has such a big impact.
I think that people have different personalities. I've worked with such a range of people. Some people, it's better for them to do all or nothing because if they're around it, it's just like some people quit smoking cold turkey. But I think for a lot of people that right now can't imagine living without their favorite foods, even if we teach them to switch to like having a few go-to dinners and switching, and then they start to feel good, and then it's like a cascade effect and they become more and more and more plant-based. Maybe it was 2 days a week, then it's 3 days a week, and then it can grow. And I think there's a lot of people in that category, and especially for men and, you know, husbands and partners of our community, when they're like, wow, this Beyond Burger tastes amazing.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, this recipe is so filling. I feel great. Then they can start to actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was into cheese, it took me two. That was the last thing to go for me. It took me 2 years to get off cheese. It was hard for me to imagine never eating pizza again.
Same.
Never eating it. But then as I pulled away, I started to feel so much better. And that experience kept me going.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so. I don't know why. I feel like cheese is the hardest thing for everybody.
Well, it's got like all those casomorphins. It's addictive.
Yeah. It has addictive qualities in it.
It changes your mood. Mm-hmm. It's very addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes good. Yeah. Let's face it.
But like we were already saying, there's so many alternatives now that are actually really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So true.
LaCroix Sparkling Water delivers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. LaCroix is gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, and environmentally friendly, and their cans are sustainable, recyclable, and produced without a BPA liner. Enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. To help me personally stay on track with my healthy plant-based lifestyle, I choose LaCroix for all those times when I want to satisfy my fizzy drink cravings. You can find a full list of retailers when you visit LaCroixWater.com. There are 27 LaCroix flavors. I definitely have my own favorites, however, and lately I've been loving the apricot flavor because it tastes a little bit like a mix of peach and plum at the same time, and it's super refreshing and light and easy to take on the go. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroixWater or check them out at LaCroixWater.com and find out which flavor could be your favorite.
I want to let you in on a little secret. Enzymes are life. They are the energetic and biochemical spark that helps create millions of reactions in every single moment. Imagine you are moving a large piece of furniture out of your house. To get it through the door, you'll have to disassemble it and then move the smaller individual pieces through. Food is the same way. In the form you first eat it, all the nutrients are bound to the fiber and plant structure. Sure, chewing begins the process of breakdown. But even with perfect chewing, your food isn't in a form that's fully ready to actually deliver nutrients to your blood and body. For this, digestive enzymes are needed. Enzymes break down all the macronutrients and micronutrients into a form that can pass through your digestive system and be utilized by the body. This is why I have created our very special, very powerful, feel-good digestive enzymes, which have 2 to 3 times more lipase than other leading digestive enzyme formulas to help break down fat, as well as special strains to help break down candida, as well as fiber to prevent bloating. Feel the difference now. Use code FEELGOODINSIDE to get 10% off your first list price order. That's FEELGOODINSIDE for 10% off your first list price order on our amazing Feel Good Digestive Enzymes at mysaluna.com. Do you guys feel, I mean, I love that you guys are investing in all these plant-based companies. Do you feel now hopeful? Do you feel optimistic? Do you feel like because of Game Changers and all of this information out there, you're starting to see people really turn?
Absolutely. I have people in all walks of life reach out to me in our circle, you know, that said, oh, I've been vegan for X amount of months and it's changed my life, my cholesterol, my blood pressure, all these things have changed, you know, for the better. And it's the most unexpected sometimes to hear from these individuals because they are the carnivores or the people that thought that they just weren't men if they didn't eat meat, right. You know? But it takes like, you know, maybe a health scare, unfortunately, or watching a documentary or something. The awareness changes and it's happening all around us.
What about within your families?
Yeah.
Are they pretty open?
Yes.
Where are they from?
So.
Yeah. All your families. Basically from here?
Yeah.
Pretty much. From Woodland Hills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
From Woodland Hills?
Yeah. From basically on the outside of where you live.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world outside of this world.
Which is where I tend to go more now than the middle of LA. Of course. I'm so sure. Chill.
Yeah. It's very nice.
And then my family's from Northern California.
Oh.
So we're from like Sacramento.
Okay, yeah. So this is not like so weird for them. They're not from the middle.
No.
These are two totally different places, though.
They are.
Have you ventured up to Northern California much?
Near like Big Sur? Or?
No,
not that. No, inland. So more like in the outskirts, or not the outskirts, the inland of.
Yeah, these are basically like two different states in a way. Like the people, the culture is so
Gio's
different.
Been so good.
And yeah, now he's trying.
A little fussy.
He's trying.
Hello.
Oh my God, he's too cute. I can't believe
you're gonna have
a few months. I'm gonna have another little one.
Oh my gosh.
God, you forget how.
Well, let me remind you.
I mean, let me see this beautiful child.
Yeah, in the beginning, it's so different. I mean, he's like a little man now, and he has a personality. But I feel like the first 2 months, I was like, what is this human that I'm raising?
Yeah,
who is he?
Oh my gosh. So, sorry, Andrew, you were saying your family's more inland.
Yeah.
So I would say like.
Are they like, oh, Daniela doesn't eat meat at first?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think they thought it was weird. I don't think they outwardly said that to me. Mm. But I know like it took quite an adjustment for them to even think about like, oh, what would we even make her when she comes to the house?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like the questions like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't need eggs, do you? Or
right,
you don't
right.
need cheese, do you?
It's always like, you don't eat peanut butter, right? Or can you have sugar? Like, there's so many questions, like, you know.
And then I always get, well, what's going to happen at Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I'm like, Thanksgiving is about coming together. Yeah. It's okay if we don't have a turkey.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So true. I think it took some adjustment from his family, but we've been together for a while now, and everyone's so supportive. And his mom will go out of her way to make things for us now, you know? And it's cool. And they've adapted to so much more plant-based food.
I could be wrong, but I almost feel like my family is more accommodating for you than your own family.
Has anyone gone vegan in your family? Or
so both my mom and my dad at one point had breast cancer.
Mm.
And so both of them went plant-based while they were like kind of recovering from that. And then now I'd say my mom is mostly plant-based and my dad's girlfriend is a vegetarian. So there is a lot of influence around us and everyone is very open-minded. But I would say we are the most plant-based out of everyone.
Yes. And you guys have had the discussion about raising Gio plant-based.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it was much of a discussion.
Yeah.
Well, mama, we know who's in charge.
So back when I decided to make the household vegan was about the same time I had the conversation about our family moving forward. I just said, you know, it's a love thing for me. When I love someone, you know, and I try not to push this on everyone because even if I love my parents, my family, whatever, friends, I try not to say too much, but with them, they're my unit, you know, they're my everything, my little tribe. And I care and I want the best for them. And that's how I share.
And you know so much about it.
Yeah, I know too much.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I think being a parent, you go through so much. And a big lesson for me was not being judgmental. Because I remember innocently I would post stuff and people would be like, oh my gosh, you're making your child be plant-based. And they would judge me. And then I'd be like, well, I can't believe, you know, this child's eating all this dairy when there's all this research correlating it to ear infections, all these things, right? So there's that element of everybody's doing their best and making the best decisions that they can. I think we all have to respect each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it kind of goes back to like what I said. I think as soon as you start telling people what they should be doing, the walls go up.
Exactly. I think I don't tell people and then I don't want them to tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we love to share.
Sure. If people ask, and now there is a lot more asking.
Oh, yeah.
So great. It's like I'm open to having conversations that are, you know, gentle. And if people are curious, I'm happy to share. But I try not to, or I make light of it. I'll make a joke.
Yes.
In some way. I'll find some way to make a joke about, you know, something and people will be like, oh, okay. But, you know, it's how I am. I don't know.
It's you being yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how passionate you are about it.
Thank you.
It's really like the through line.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a huge driving factor for me. I was just saying to him in the car yesterday, actually, I'm like, you know, for the longest time, I felt like that was my purpose, was to get these messages across. And it's changed since having Gio.
Yeah.
It's changed. Like, it'll always be who I am at my core, and I'm always happy to share it. But it's gone. It's, for me, like, so much less about, I don't know how to explain it. It just feels like now he is my sole purpose, and I want so much for him. And I think it'll live through him, you know, maybe the veganism and the activism will live through him. So I'm just trying to put as much energy as I can into him. And hopefully just my lifestyle and the way that I live and what I believe
in. It's both.
Will be out there just regardless.
That's right. I don't think it has to be just one thing.
Sure.
Like, you're putting so much, but the way that you're living and talking about it in your work.
Yeah.
It's all there too. It's just this holistic.
Yeah. It's my discussion. Foundation. It's just, you know, and now I think the other piece that I always try to portray is that it's not like an everyday thought process for me as much anymore. It's literally just how I live.
Exactly.
It's effortless, you know, and I don't feel like I'm a weird person. I feel like a completely normal person, just doing the best that I can and living the best way that I can.
Yeah. And it's such a great example for your son and all the energy. Like, there's so much light in you guys.
Aw, thank you. We're trying. Oh, you just spit up all over your leg.
Ah. Oh, lovely.
But the best part is that it's only on your leg.
Nice.
That's the best part.
Well, the best part is I'm 100% sure you guys have some wipies.
I come prepared.
I have wipes.
We all come prepared. When you're a mom, man, you're just ready for it all.
Oh, those are the wipes I have,
the water wipes, guys. Anyone listening as a mom, these are the go-tos.
I feel like everybody's using those water wipes now.
They're so easy, and I just feel good about them.
Yeah, they're so...
If I had to choose right now, at least.
They're so plain.
Until I come out with my own.
Yeah.
That I, like, know, you know?
I love it.
There you go, bud.
There you go, honey. So being going back to Gio for a second, what are some of the big, lessons, I guess.
Yeah.
The easiest way to say it. But he's 5 months.
He's 5 months.
Your lives have changed so much.
This is our life.
I mean, again, going back to this idea that you guys were working out of the home.
Yeah.
Like, just actors. Like, I've been on sets. I know what a different life
that
is.
Chaotic. And it's more.
Were you ready for the change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second I would get locked into some sort of job, I think I wanted so badly to be home and grounded and have a family.
You think you'll ever go back to that?
I will, but I'm going to have so many different boundaries now.
Mm.
I think before I was just a giver. I would let it suck my energy so much so that I would like deem it like princess mode. I came home and I'd be like, I was on all day.
When did you start acting?
When I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was all I knew for the longest time.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, it's, you know, the biggest blessing that's ever happened because it's afforded me a totally unique lifestyle. It's afforded me this platform to reach other people and help spread awareness about things I care about. And it's a huge outlet. I love entertainment and I like making people feel things, but I'm very specific. You know, I've never really been into anything too heavy. So I do just strictly comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that just brings like light into people's lives. And if I can make them laugh and if it's something that like my family could watch, then I'll do it. You know?
Yes.
Very specific.
Yes. Well, there's so much creativity in being an entertainer, being yes. an actor. And so it makes sense that it's channeled now into having a child and being a mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're still so creative every day with what you're doing.
I'm an entertainer. We're both entertainers now. The voices, the dance moves, the singing.
So, 5 months.
Yeah. It's such a difference between 1 to 5. You would think, what's the difference?
It's huge.
They're like two totally different human beings. And it's honestly, this is the best time of our lives.
What qualities, like I was saying before, I feel like I became less judgmental and more patient. What qualities do you guys think Gio, who's such an amazing teacher, has already taught you? As he's swiping at your right?
That, and like we value our relationship a little bit more now.
Yeah, 100%.
I woke up when it came to our relationship, even though we've been together for so long. I think I realized, you know, I just want to be a unit for so long. And I know that I've seen hardships in relationships. We grew up with, you know, broken families. And even if it doesn't work out, God forbid, between us, like the biggest thing for me is I want to have a good partnership and I want to make sure that we create that now, you know?
How do you guys work on your marriage with a new, like,
well,
a
first of all, we're not even married.
Or your,
yeah, so
your,
it's like
your relationship.
We kind of just, I think we
make time together?
We couldn't for like the first 4 months. We just couldn't.
Yeah.
Because he consumed us.
That's the reality.
You know, we weren't sleeping. We had no time to do anything. Like we weren't comfortable with people coming over to watch him so we could disappear.
Yeah.
We wanted to be hands on at all times.
And we still are. But now, you know, he naps and he sleeps through the night. And so we have like pillow talk and we're able to talk about,
right,
you know,
right,
things that went on or what, you know, anything that's wrong that we need to work on.
So you actually have an evening now.
Yes.
Like, what
the
time
second
does
he goes
bed?
Down, we start the wind down period at probably about 6. You could step out if you want. Yeah.
Oh, little guy.
Get some fresh air.
Do you need to feed? You can feed too.
Oh, yeah. I could feed if you want me to. Or get some fresh air first. So he's – can he go outside?
Oh, look. It's amazing seeing you guys together, the three of you.
It's
I
cool.
love it.
It's so
you don't
cool.
see, like you don't see it that much. You usually see, you know,
Mom,
the mother
babies,
with the baby by herself, or maybe with a helper of sorts.
Yeah,
you know?
I know,
like this is amazing. You guys are doing amazing.
But
yeah, go back to this. You have time in the evening now.
Yeah.
He goes down.
So he goes. We start wind down probably around 6:15 is when he's in the bath, and he like takes his time, and then we do a little massage after. Then I let him nurse for as long as he wants to, which is usually about 20 to 30 minutes, and then by that point he's so tired. It's like bedtime and he just sleeps. I mean, he sleeps and sleeps and sleeps and he'll wake up at 7:15-ish sometimes. And then we nurse him back and it's, you know, I'll say that period of time when he's asleep from like 7 to whatever time we go to bed, 10, 11, is really special. We cook dinner together now. We, even if we end up watching TV or maybe not, we sit at the table, we eat dinner, we talk. That's really something we've missed in the last, like, you know, however long it's been.
But that was how you felt. Like, would you say if you had to go back or for the next baby in those few months, would you say it's important to have had more time together? Like maybe have gotten a babysitter sometimes, or you just weren't in that mode and now you're kind of reestablishing?
I don't know if I would have been in that mode.
Yeah.
To have help.
Yeah,
and
I don't
know
think
if
so.
I
mean, not with
future.
The first one, at least.
Yeah.
It's hard to look backwards and think that we would have done it differently because we were so in love and it was so consuming that, like, I don't think we were ready to go anywhere.
No, I wasn't either, by the way.
Yeah.
I never, he was on my body for 14 months.
Yeah.
Like, I never used a stroller once. Like,
oh, amazing.
Just there.
Yeah.
We co-slept for a long time.
Cool.
But then actually when we moved him into a nursery, he did start sleeping longer.
Yeah, because that was the biggest thing with him is he was really big and his bassinet was small.
Yeah.
And even though it was in our room,
we tried co-sleeping, but we got scared out of it because a lot of people told us we were crazy. You know what I mean? You hear the stories and.
Yeah. We had a friend and her baby, they were co-sleeping and her daughter was like, she woke up and she was down at the foot of the bed, like in the sheet. Like it was scary.
Yeah. And he was so big that for the longest time when he was really little, he slept on Andrew.
Yes.
And then he got too big to the point where it wasn't even comfortable for either one of them. So when we transitioned him into his crib, he did end up sleeping longer because he had more space. He was able to feel like he could sprawl out, which I think was really important for him. I feel like he grew right away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So now you're at this like amazing moment with everything. Baby Gio's growing, mm-hmm. podcast, your businesses, the box. What are you most excited about now for the rest of this year?
Oh, man.
I asked you these big questions.
No, it's a big one because I already know the answer. It's like, I just want more time, like doing this.
Yeah, you know? So this is it.
Like, this is all this. I care about right now. You know, all these other companies, they're kind of self-sustainable in a lot of ways. I have the ability to be able to tap into them, give them what they need, you know, do maybe social promotion for it or talk about it amongst like communities and then be able to step back and just be in my space. And I'm really lucky.
Yeah. So you feel fulfilled in the family unit. Fulfilled. This is just feeding you.
It's my purpose. I swear. I knew amazing. I always wanted to be a mom, but there's nothing like growing a baby inside of you, giving birth, and then actually doing the work, the labor to be a mom every day, every hour of the day. It's the most important thing right now.
You know, I didn't know I wanted to be a mom until I was sort of like I was backpacking around the world and then I was writing books. I was doing all this stuff. So then I didn't have this like longing for I thought, oh, I might have kids, but it wasn't so strong. But once I became a mom, I was just, oh, this is it.
You become, like I said, when I go back into the workplace, whenever that is, if I start acting again, I'll have boundaries because he's my number one.
Right.
And so if anything I feel like compromises or pulls me too far away, I think I'll be quicker to, you know, set a boundary and say, you know, this is important or something. Even now when I get on a phone call or a conference call and it goes too long and I know it's cutting into a feed or something, I have no problem saying, listen, guys, I got to jump off, you know?
Yeah.
It's just different. I wasn't like that before. So that's my biggest takeaway. I feel stronger.
Love it. Strong, clear, excited about the year. Well, on that note, Danielle and Andrew, thank you. And Gio, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
I know this is a lot juggling and I love that you brought him and the whole family has come here. You guys are an amazing family and not just what you're doing, but being. And you guys are so authentic. So I want to close the podcast. You know, I talk about this idea of true beauty a lot with our cornerstones for true beauty. I won't say my definition too much, but it's about being really connected to yourself. It's not outward. How would you guys define true beauty for you and your family?
Ooh,
deep question.
You go first.
True beauty. I think, from the family perspective, it's, you know, obviously he's too young to think this way, but it's just like all of us thinking about each other first, like the unit first. You know what I mean? The health of the family, the well-being of the family.
Beautiful.
And then outside of that, like as an individual, it's like I just like being very aware. So I like to be aware of my thoughts and work on that stuff. And ultimately, I just want to be my best self for him, for her, and then myself.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's a great role model. I'm so lucky to have him in my life because I feel like he is a big grounding force. He's constantly like basically helping put things in perspective, which I think if I had to say that's true beauty to me, putting things in perspective. I think as a new mom, I'm very quick to get a little uptight or like anxious about things now because I have so much to care about. Prior to that, I was such a free spirit. Like I just didn't think too hard.
Yes.
Now I catch myself overthinking and he's very good at putting things in perspective. And sometimes I literally need to visualize myself zooming out so I can look at the big picture and think, okay, this is so minuscule. This is such a small little moment. And in the big picture, yeah, it's beautiful. We're okay. You know, we're all doing the best we can. There's only so much we can really control.
Amazing.
And that helps me a lot. That
perspective,
me,
yeah. Which is also about presence.
Yeah. Being present.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys again so much.
Thank you.
Beauties, be sure to tune into our show notes. We're going to link to Daniela and Andrew's information and their podcast and your amazing vegan non-toxic beauty box and all the resources on them. This amazing, beautiful family. Thank you for letting us have a glimpse into your real life.
Thank you for
bringing your baby here.
We just wanted him to have this experience. We're in a treehouse. It's magical.
Yes, it does feel like a treehouse, right?
Yeah, it's magical. Seriously.
I want to show Gio the redwoods on the
yes,
way out so
let's
he can
go.
Look up. So beauties, we will be back here Thursday for our next Q&A podcast. Till then, take care, beauties. Sending you so much love, and we will see you soon.